Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
It's one of those days where Florida Man seems like the sanest person around. All right, so first up, this is a crazy story. It really makes me scared of any bodies of water. I read this. I saw a photo of this morning. It was out of Port Charlotte. A Florida man lost his arm. He was attacked by a 10-foot gator Sunday morning. Dang. I did not send you guys the photo because it is crazy. A 23-year-old man, he was in a pond behind the Banditos Bar in Port Charlotte. A pond. I told you. You guys thought I was exaggerating. Those non-Floridians. All the Floridians in our listening area there are like, we knew. Officers with Florida Fish and Wildlife, they were trying to wrangle. It was a giant gator is how it was described. The customer said that the alligators, you know, have often appeared at the pond near the bar in the past. Apparently, it's been out like for over 20 years. And they said there's one who's huge and he's been there for that long. And they said that it's gotten problematic because people keep feeding them, like visitors keep feeding the gators in the pond. So they said that the feeding alligators is illegal because of stuff like this. So this guy was back there and he was attacked and ends up having his lost his arm. So he's like he's hospitalized still, but that's crazy. Yeah. So you can't be feeding. You cannot feed the gators. It's just that's not something you need to be doing this. Or I don't know what this guy did, though, to get an iguana in his toilet bowl. John Riddle, 58. He went to the bathroom at Hollywood, Florida, in his home. And an angry iguana, he lifted the seat and an angry iguana hissed at him. I would have fallen to the floor dead. Right. Imagine this. You lift the toilet seat and an angry iguana pops out and hisses at you. He goes, it was like Godzilla in my toilet. That's literally what he said. That was his actual quote. He said he took a picture of it and it was mid hiss. And it was in his toilet. This is like the stuff of nightmares. And then it tried to swim. Guys, he's got a picture of it trying to swim back down the drain. So they had to call Florida Fish and Wildlife. And I think they were able to get it out. But sometimes that can happen in Florida. Are you serious? How often? The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com and sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. This chick, what's her face? Let me pull this up. Tara Palmieri, is that her name? I mean, I'm going to forget it in 5 seconds, so it's not really important to me that I have the pronunciation correctly because I just don't care. Anyway, there was this piece that ran yesterday. Let me pull this up. Where this reporter was so upset, she went after, they wrote this like whole thing on DeSantis. Who does she write for? Oh, some stupid website. She said that it was her first personal observation. DeSantis's critics call him a pepper togger. She was saying that he's not ready. Oh, I know, Steve, what media outlet she's from. I just think it's stupid and not worthy of a mention. She was trying to argue that because Ron DeSantis wouldn't engage with her and answer her stupid questions, that it means that he's somehow not ready for press, or he's not ready for primetime, or he's bad with media or not prepared with media. Because they believe that they're super special. And if you don't lavish attention on them, you know, they're mommies and daddies And mommies and mommies and daddies told them that they were super special, Kane, and that if you don't affirm the specialty of them, then you're unprepared for media. You just, it's very simple. So she ran. I don't know what shoes she was wearing. A quick aside. Can we stop with the platforms? You look like Clydesdales. It doesn't make your ankles slimmer. It doesn't make your legs look longer. It makes you look like a stumpy death dwarf who's stomping around in Clydesdale hooves. That's what it looks like. You look like a Clydesdale. You sound like a Clydesdale. And it's incredibly annoying when you're trying to ask a stupid question of a reporter and all we can hear are your heavy as hell Clydesdale feet clomp, clomp, clomping down the stairs. So, case in point, Tara Palmieri, whatever. She finds Ron DeSantis at some event and she follows him down the stairs. And she was like, I was so nice. And I was asking him questions. He ignored them. He seemed almost to be running away from me. Can we play the audio of the questions? The hard hitting investigative news questions. She was asking this one, Tara Palmieri, the surreptitiously recorded audio. Listen to this.
Governor DeSantis, you can talk to me. I'm also a person and who represents the press. I'm also Italian American like you. if that makes any difference to you at all, because clearly you don't have to be a
Golly. I mean, that's why, ladies, you don't wear platforms. It's not exact. I'm almost more offended by the footwear than I am the question.
It sounds like you're 10 pounds.
And it makes women, it makes your legs look dumpy. You look like you have Gimli legs when you wear platforms. Stop it. You look like damn horses. Stop it. Anyway, to my point. Did you hear the question she was asking?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney character?
Journalism.
What problem do you have with Disney? I'm Italian American like you. So journalisming. Hmm. Those are bad questions, and you should feel bad for asking them because they're dumb. You know, if I were him, I would have thought like, what in the centaur hell is chasing me down the stairs? What is this? That's what it sounded like. It's Tara Palmieri going down the stairs. I would have been like, what in the world? There's a damn centaur chasing us. We are in some sort of mythological hell. Get to the SUV. Although he didn't flee. He was walking and talking with someone. But she was like, I'm special. Answer my questions because I'm special. I'm special. Answer them. Those are dumb questions. He is way more disciplined than I do because I would have turned around and I would have immediately commented on her footwear and then I would have torn her apart with her question. And that wouldn't have been fun for anyone. I'm just saying. But what gets me is this same press is absolutely silent about Biden's complete non-existent relationship with the media. But now they're flipping out because DeSantis ignored this dumb questioning from this lefty reporter clomping like a Clydesdale after him down the stairs, screeching about, what Disney character do you like? I would have turned around and said, Bob Iger, and just to see what the reaction would be. But, you know, anyway, that's the thing, though. They believe that they're special. And if you don't treat them like that, then they're like, oh, well, you didn't answer our super important questions. Like, guess you're not right for media. Gosh, man. Anyway, we have more to come as we get moving. Speaking of which, because Biden claimed his son, the one that he lost, that he passed away from this brain disease, that he died in Iraq to a bunch of Marines. But I wonder what Disney character he likes.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I know this comes as great shock to you, but TikTok has confirmed that Chinese engineers from Beijing actually write their source code. And I know that you guys are totally shocked by this. So shocked. I hope you didn't drive off the road if you were listening in your vehicle, if your auto manufacturer hasn't banned it like a fascist yet. But I'm just FYI. I'm just so you guys know. Because originally they were told it's not possible. Oh, but look, it's not only possible, it's existent. I think we may come back to this. Also, this because the people were concerned about the backdoor access, you know. Tragedy in California. I cannot even believe this. This is something like I would have helped these ducks. A heroic California father was killed. He was rammed into by a car after he was trying to help a family of ducks cross the road. His helpless children watched. It was a stupid, moronic 17-year-old barreling down Stanford Ranch Boulevard in Rockland. And another family and his kids also witnessed it. No arrests have been made. But a 17-year-old woman driver was killed this dude, just plowed right into him. I mean, he was literally, it looks like it was at an intersection as well. And he was just like simply helping them. He was legit in like, and according to the photos, he was in the crosswalk section. How are there no arrests made? You know, pull head from butt, then drive. It's that easy. My gosh, I'm not even going to speak. It's just horrible. But yeah, I mean, pay attention to where you're going, people, because now this 17-year-old has ruined an entire family's life, and her life is ruined because of one stupid thing that she did. Now she's got to pay the consequences for it. Also, this is kind of, remember when they were saying that there wasn't going to be a baby boom, and now apparently there might be? So Axios says remote work may have fueled a baby boom, particularly amongst U.S. women. Economists were predicting a crash in birth rates. And on the outset, they were saying that actually nothing really looks like it changed. But now they're saying that this is the first recession where we're actually seeing birth rates go up. It was a professor at Northwestern University who co-authored this study with another professor whose name we don't care about at UCLA and someone else we don't care about. But the results of that actually are interesting. So look at that. Mm. Everyone's watching. Ron DeSantis has changed his Twitter handle. I know. So he's updated his handle. Instead of just like Ron DeSantis FL, it's now Ron DeSantis. And his team also changed the FL. Oh, whoa, what's happening? I love like this is like how we watch. Did you change your handle? I mean, things that would not have made sense 20 years ago. The Supreme Court has punted a Section 230 debate back to Congress, which they should, because this isn't really for the Supreme Court to legislate from the bench. It was a case that was coming up before SCOTUS. We are in SCOTUS season. They've kicked it back to the courts. One of the bands that I've always liked was Tool. And I have been able to look over Maynard James Keenan's endless verbal ministrations about how he doesn't like Jesus for years, right? Because I thought he was kind of a libertarian, right? I thought he was at least sort of sensible. I'm not like the left, where I have to go and check in a weird Portlandia episode and deem whether or not I can listen to this, eat this, read this, whatever, unless do your politics match mine? I hate that. I make fun of wokery when they call cultural appreciation appropriation, right? Where, I mean, people told me before I've been on television, why are you wearing gold hoops? You know, only African women can wear gold hoops. I'm like, are you Sumerian? Because they invented it, so stop it! Anyway, so I don't get into that, right? So I've been able to overlook, and as I call them, the verbal ministrations of one Maynard James Keenan talking endlessly about, oh, here's my other song about not liking Jesus. I'm just mad about Jesus. He's not mad about me. And you get my idea. Anyway, there are some of these musicians that are like this. And I appreciate the musicality, but I kind of have to roll my eyes at the lyrics. You know, I've just... So anyway, there are a lot of people that are quite upset over, still, they're upset because we live in the stupidest age in human history. Some of the laws that they've passed in Florida, one particularly about the drag queen stuff. And so apparently Tool played Daytona night before last. And Maynard James Keenan showed up looking like Mika Brzezinski. Did you see it?
I did.
I'm not wrong, right?
No.
Totally not wrong. Anyway, he showed up in drag because he wanted to basically, he was protesting against the anti-drag law. Now, let's just stop right there. Let's just stop for one moment, okay? Suggesting that Florida's law is anti-drag is like saying that strip clubs are 21, that strip clubs that are 21 and over, because in Florida you have to be over 21 to get in a strip club. That's like saying that that's anti-stripper because there's an age restriction. Are there strip clubs in Florida? Is Florida anti-stripper?
No.
But they do have an age restriction, correct?
True.
Does the age restriction make Florida anti-stripper?
No.
No. Does Florida have drag queens?
Yes.
Does Florida have age restrictions on adult-themed shows, i.e. strippers and drag?
Yes.
So does that make them, much like the stripping thing, does it make them anti-drag?
No.
So the age restriction has nothing with the anti. These are just stupid people who are going out and saying stupid things because we live in the dumbest era of mankind. I thought he was smart. Right? Never meet your heroes. I never met him, but you know what I mean. We live in an absolute idiocracy. That's literally all this is. I mean, that's literally all this is. It's an age restriction. It's like saying, oh, Florida's anti-liquor because you have to be 21 and up to buy alcohol. They're anti-alcohol. Are people saying that Florida's a prohibition state? No. Is Florida a prohibition state? No. Does Florida have an age restriction on purchasing alcohol?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's interesting how they don't say that they're an anti-gun state, considering that under Rick Scott and under weaker Republicans before Ron DeSantis and the conservative new revolution in Florida, they were trying to pass age restrictions on purchasing firearms in Florida. It's interesting how that age restriction didn't turn, according to the left, Florida into an anti-gun state. But oh my heavens, if you require an age restriction to go and see an adult-themed sexual performance of a man dressed as a woman, then somehow that means it's anti-drag. I mean, if you're going to disagree with something, then disagree with it. Don't be a moron. Don't be stupid like Maynard James Keenan. I'm just so tired of this. I mean, we live in an absolute idiocracy. And I'm disappointed because I thought that he was at least somewhat. I don't expect people to share my beliefs, but I expect you not to be barely sentient. You know what I mean? I expect you to be somewhat intelligent. I expect you to approach the issue with more than one brain cell. But unfortunately, I guess I'm asking too much in this era of stupidity, this idiocracy in which we find ourselves. Golly, maybe he can go back and write another song about how he's so mad at Jesus. Oh, because that's never been done before. It's so original and groundbreaking.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.